So we're going to start Bava Basra, the Mishnah on Hashutfin. Yudi Sherman, take it away. Stop. Okay. So what does this mean? So Shutfin are what? Well, they're partners, but again, you have to understand how what a chutzner is. Yes, but what happens is we're gonna. So what's a chutzner? So chutzner means if two people have a house, okay, and they have a shared area, okay. Now there's shutfin in that area. There's shutfin in the chutzner. Okay. Now, to be clear, what does that mean initially? What does that mean? Meaning what? Meaning the area of chutzner is. Right, so meaning you could say we're not going to define this yet, but you could say that what does that mean? It means that, like, let's say I drew a little square in the corner of the chutzner, okay, and I say that's 1 meter, 1 square meter of chutzner space, okay. In that, does that contain both, let's say, me and Asher? Like, you know, is there a reality to a joint ownership there? Well, that's the question. Or do we say in the entire does the entire thing contain our ownership? Okay. Right. No, you're right. I mean, that gets into it's similar like a corporate ownership. It's a similar type of idea. That's correct. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says no. Well, I don't know yet. We'll see. So okay. So what do they want to do? So they want to make a mechitza now. If I asked you on the surface, what's the purpose of making a mechitza in the chatzer, what would that do? On the surface. That's a trick question. What would a mechitza do? Right, exactly. If we have this area that we're both equally using, what would a mechitza do? A mechitza, on the surface, would seem to differentiate A from B. Meaning, it was very nice that you and I were sharing this chatzer space, but I don't want to do that anymore. I want to create a divide between my side of the chatzer and your side of the chatzer, right? And of course, where would that chutzner, where would the wall go? Right in the middle. Okay. But there's something else lurking behind the scenes. What's the real reason, so to speak, that, what's the real reason why? It's hezek re'ia. Meaning like this. Meaning, let's say, Yudi, what you want to do is you want to be able to use your side, your area of chutzner. You want to be able to go out in your chutzner in a way that no one's peeking in on what you're doing. You've got a lot of shady business going on and you want to keep it private, right? So what you say is you want the wall to be built, the mechitza to be built, for the purpose of not necessarily demarcating one side of the chutzner from the other, but in ensuring that, let's say, Sean can't look in into what you're doing. Okay? So the Mishnah says that if they both want to do it, which we'll get to what that means later, okay, they build the wall in the middle. And what will that do? So it sounds like it's doing, in other words, again, we're not defining anything, but it sounds like it's doing two things. Number one, it's demarcating chutzner A, chutzner B. It took a joint-owned chutzner where there was no specific area that I could point to as being mine versus yours, and now saying, this is my side of the chutzner, this is your side of the chutzner. But there's another thing, which we're going to focus more on, which is the idea of hezek re'ia, meaning I have an expectation of privacy in my side of the chutzner. And right now, I don't like the way the chutzner is being used. So what happens here? The co-owners of the chutzner decide we're going to build this wall to ensure that Yudi can do what he wants to do on his side, and Sean can do what he wants to do on his side, and everyone's happy as a result. Now, what else does the Mishnah say? Gvil. The Vainin. Bone in. Hakol. Okay, stop. Okay, so what does that mean?
In a place where they're, like, where the custom is, or where what the people do is, they build Gabo Gazit, or Gil Gazit, Kisin, which is explained in the
Marlar. Right. Hakol Kamina Kamadina. Actually, you know what? Go back and do the first Rashi before we get to that. First Rashi, Shutfin. Psuchin Besocho, right? So they share ownership of the chatzer, and their houses, each of the respective houses, their doors open up into the chatzer, okay? So v'chol chatzeros, hen, okay, so all the chatzeros that the Chachamim teach are in front of houses, and people do a lot of their stuff in the chatzer. That's where they do things. Okay. And Be'emsa? Okay, another subtle point in Rashi. By the way, the expectation always is when you do the preparation, do Rashi as well. What's Rashi implying? There's no. No, what's he saying? What's Rashi saying? Right, okay, so it's very interesting. No. You'll see why this is important, but basically, the area of the wall itself, the area occupied by the wall, becomes Switzerland. Why? Because it's not that, once I build the wall to demarcate Chatzar A from Chatzar B, what about the area of the wall itself? Meaning, let's say, the land underneath it and the wall. What is that? What? The stones. So what is that? So Rashi says, Zed nosem mechelko chatzi makam oveikosa. Right? So what is he giving up? Well, he's giving, there's a certain area that a person gives up tashmish of, which is going to be the location of the wall, at least his half of the wall. What is Minag Medina? Look at Rashi and Minag Medina. Kolka Minag Medina.
Sorry.
Back in Rashi. Kolka Minag Medina. How the Gazes. Very strange. There's a couple of strange things here. What's strange about this part of the Mishnah? Kol Kaminaga Medina, right? Meaning to the point where what can I do? So let's make it simple. Let's say in Modi'in, the minog of Modi'in when it comes to building a wall is to use fancy stones, okay? But Yudi's cheap and he wants to use cheapo stones, right? So I can say to you, Yudi, if we share a chatzar, I can say to you, hey, I want to go ahead and build this wall out of fancy stones. And guess what? You'd have to pay half of the fancy stones. Doing it together, correct. We'll see about that. But right now, if we go into Shutfus together, I can now leverage the Minag Medina against you. Okay. But what's strange about that? Why is that strange? What? In other words, the other question we're going to take up, which is the week tomorrow's Tosfos, is what's Minag Medina? Since when do we care? What does it mean, the normative way to do things? I mean, does that mean, in other words, what exactly does that mean? Does that mean that if I walk into the Home Depot of Modi'in, I'm only going to find, like, fancy stones for wall building? I don't think so.
I mean, you do find different stones.
You're right. That's exactly the point. You find different types of stones, right?
No, I'm saying, based on where the Home Depot is, you will find different
materials. I know, but the question is that, what is it? Where, it's a funny idea to say that if the Minog is exclusive to this type of rock versus that type, I mean, what kind of thing is that? Why should it make a difference?
It sounds like a homeowners association.
Yeah, exactly, right. A Chazal homeowners association. You're right.
Think about this. It's the same reason why we want homeowners association.
You're right.
People want
he's right. Yosef, it's a pretty good analogy. It's not quite perfect, but it's pretty good. Yosef's saying, like, what's a homeowners association? So let's say, like, for instance, in Florida, they have these communities where everyone's grass has to be, like, it can never grow taller than a certain height. It has to be cut at a certain time all the time. Sean, that's an important point. There's never a possibility of building a wall in a way. This is never taken up. Nope. Right. There'll be a problem there. Exactly. It doesn't work. There's no two separate stones. It's going to be built out of something, a one uniform material. Okay, back to the Mishnah. Okay, back to Gvil. Yeah. Okay, Rashi. Very, very funny. So the Mishnah now proceeds. See, this is where things start to go off the rails a bit. Because the Mishnah, okay, fine, I can live with Minag Medina is weird. I can live with that. But look how specific it's getting. It's like literally telling you, here are the instructions. If you use Gvil, how wide does the wall have to be? 6 Tvachim, right? But if you use Gazis, the width is going to be 5. Who cares? I mean, this is like.
Except
that's going to be Minag Medina. That is the Minag Medina. Okay? So then the Mishnah then says. Right, because it's Zenos and Tvachayim Echza. No, back to the Mishnah. You did Gvil, now Guzzes. Right, so whatever it is, whatever the width of the wall has to be in total, each one has to put in half. Okay, that's not so bad, right? that doesn't, you know, sounds okay so far. Hold on, hold on. Now the mission that says Lefikach. Stop. So what does that mean? Right. Well, what's the claim here? Okay, Rashi, Lefikach. Right, so at the beginning of building it, the Chachamim obligate them to build it between themselves, okay? Meaning it's a joint building venture. Im nafal kosal. Bechalke. Right, umishaliyah yu'avanim. Now, how would he say that? It's very simple. Let's say the wall fell. Again, let's go back to Yudi and Sean's case, okay? So Yudi and Sean build a wall right split down the middle of the Chatzar. A big hurricane comes. Unfortunately for you, Yudi, the hurricane is blowing west to east, and this is being east where Sean is, right? And what does that hurricane do? It knocks the wall down, so all the stones of the wall fall into your side of the Chatzar. Now, Sean's a smart guy. Sean says, this is my wall all along, right? Because the location of the wall can't be, you don't know where the wall was anymore. There's a big pile of stones in your chutzah. You know what you're going to say? Those are my stones. And they're gavil stones, which are, you know, powerful stones. They're strong. So he'd have a claim. So how do you counter that claim?
You say it was our wall.
Well, okay, so carefully. So afal pisha huchzach yoser mechavero, even though Sean has a taina, he has a claim. Because now there's a simon. There's something about the presence of the stones in your side of the chutzah, which would seem to indicate that really belongs to you. Nonetheless, Rashi says, so Rashi says, since we built the wall together, we're going to see why that makes a difference. Since we built the wall together, there's no way for you to say that. Of course, the question is, why not? Why can't you say that? You know, there's nothing in the wall itself. Okay, the Gemara is going to struggle with that. Okay, so now we're going to leave Chatzar, and now we're going to go to Gina. Okay, go ahead. So now, let's say they have a garden, okay? Okay, now this is a little bit different, okay? What makes the Gina case different than the Chatzar? Chatzar, there's a Shutfus in the Chatzar. Gina, not quite. Rashi, V'chem Gina. Okay, you'll see why Gina is different than the Gemara. But Gina is not quite the case that they both co-own the Gina. Rather, there's two Ginos next to each other. Okay, the two Ginos next to each other. That's why the Gemara is going to also determine that this is Hezekiah. But the two Ginos next to each other. So what does the Mishnah say? Mechaimino. So each one, they can go ahead and, in a Makom where the Nihug is to create a, I'm going to say this carefully, demarcation between the Ginos, between the gardens. Mechaimino. So then, what does Mechaimino so mean? Right, so let's say go back to Yudi and Sean. Let's say they happen to have these beautiful gardens, and Yudi has a rose garden, and Sean has a clementine orchard. Is that the right word?
No.
Okay. So now it turns out in Modi'in the custom is that when you have two of these, let's say, gardens next to each other, right? That the minhag is to create a demarcation. Some type of demarcation, okay? Note, again, this sounds a little less like a problem of Hezekiah and more of an issue of demarcating the areas. Okay, yeah. So then the Mishnah finally says, Avav Abika. Now that's talking about fields of wheat, okay? Of wheat fields. So when you have wheat fields, Bika, yeah. A very funny language. So if the minhag is not to demarcate, okay, then you don't. Then one guy can't obligate the other person to do it. Ella. No. Letoch shalo. Ubona. Okay. Let's say we live in an area. Let's deal with our wheat fields. Okay. Now it turns out that you'll see whether this is universal or not. But for now, let's say we're in an area where it's wheat fields and you're not. And Sean says to Yudi, "Listen, I want you to build a wall. I want you to demarcate these fields from each other." And Yudi says, "Absolutely not." So what can Sean do? It's very funny. The Mishnah to tell you this. What can he do? It says, "Kones l'sok shalom." So Sean can build whatever he wants, right, in his property.
It has to be in his property.
Okay, but no. But here's the catch, okay? Remember, but Sean's going to want to build that wall where? As close to the middle as you possibly can, right? Meaning the end of the wall would be at the point where ostensibly your rishus would begin, right? Okay, so far so good. Except for what the Mishnah adds one thing, right? Ose chazes mibachutz. What does ose chazes mibachutz mean? Rashi doesn't tell you, okay, but the Gemara is going to explain. He's going to do something. I don't want to tell you what that is yet. Something to the wall, okay? Some simon on that wall that's going to indicate what? Well, that's going to indicate that it's your wall. Notice also it says mibachutz, which again also would seem to, the simple reading would seem to mean that on the outside, meaning facing Yudi's property. So what would he do? I'm saying, putting in modern day terms, Sean would put up saying, you build a wall in your area of the sada, and you put on the outside saying, this is Sean's wall. So Yudi knows that. Mishnah. Vemasu. I'm sorry, Lefikachim Naflakosa, Hamakam Vanim Shalom. So obviously, so therefore if Sean's wall fell down, the stones are yours. Okay, good. That's not gonna be our issue. That's true. That's not gonna be our issue. Okay, go on, Yudi. Vemasu. No, but this is, let's say they both want to build the wall separating out the wheat fields. They both want to, okay? The first case, you didn't want to. Now, let's say you and Sean jointly, you decide together, even though you don't have to, you want to build a demarcation, okay? So you build it in the middle, the osun chazes mikan and mikan. Then you build that sign on each side. Now, of course, that's going to be strange because, why? A chazes, a sign. Great question. And therefore, if the wall fell down, it belongs to both of them. So obviously, we know that we need the Gemara, right? The Mishnah is very cryptic. There's all these cases. The issue of Shutfus is very interesting, which Tosos, I think, is really hitting on. So Yuri, take Tosos. Tosos is Hashutfim. There's a very famous, not universal, but in certain instances, Tosos writes about this, which is the famous question of, Why does B follow A? Meaning, why does Bava Basra come after Bava Metziah? So what does Tosos say? You'll see. Yeah, that page. Yeah, on the yeah. The Kula. Go. Mivarim, you see, read the Biuri Tosfos. Mivarim Atosos, the Kula Nezikin. Klomar. Okay, so first thing we know when it comes to Nezikin, the delineation of Bava, again, think about the language, right? There's Bava, Kama, Metzia, Basra. What's Tosos really saying here? I mean, his point is, when he say the one Masakta, why? Because Kama, Metzia, and Basra doesn't tell you anything about the content of those specific sections. So of course it'll be one Masechta. You understand? No, Sanhedrin tells you what it's about. You know what it's about? Sanhedrin. Makos. Sukkah. It tells you what it's about. But Bava 1, Bava middle, Bava last doesn't tell you anything about it. So naturally speaking, they're one Masechta. Okay. No. It shouldn't matter. The order should be insignificant. Meaning, in other words, okay. Can I read him begozal kama? Devot azara. So the Gemara itself says it's one masechta. But none of Vafilu. I'm sorry, Vafilu Nemar den Ezekin. Yeah, read it. I'm sorry, read it. Bimkin. Yeah, keep going. But even if you want to say it's one Masechta, there's still an order to it. So we still have to understand, even if it is one Masechta, why does this come after that? There has to be, even if it's one Masechta, there must be an order. One second, you can't answer anything yet. No, I'm not answering.
So,
Nishnes Masechta Zub Bava Basra. So either way you go, you're going to have to say it's a question. If you say it's one Masechta, so in this Masechta, why does chapter 10 follow chapter 9? And if you're going to tell me three separate Masechtas, but the very fact that it's called Basra tells you it comes after Metziah. So therefore you also have to answer why it comes in this order. So either way you go, Tosus wants to know, why does Bava Basra come after Bava Metziah? That's it. Okay? Okay, that doesn't bother me so much. So we know that in the beginning of Masechta Shavuos, right? Damrin and Hasam. No, Mimakos, Sulik. So the Gemara itself asks this question. The Gemara wants to know, for example, why does Shavuos come after Makos? The Gemara, there are Gemaras, not every Gemara. But there are Gemaras that are bothered by this. Okay, there are Gemaras that are bothered by this. Okay, okay. So go on. Beautiful. So what? So he says. So therefore, the fact that Gemara asked the question obviously implies that there was some intent, some chachma, some wisdom that Rebbe used in putting together the order of the Masechtos and the Mishnayos, meaning there has to be some rationale for it. It has to reflect some wisdom, or else the Gemara would never ask the question, why does B follow A? There must be some, some thematic stream that Rebbe's tying into. But what do we do see, though? We do see, now I'm not going to take this up. We do see that sometimes it says what? There is no Seder in the Mishnayos. So the other instances where the implication from the Gemara is there's no order at all to the Mishnayos, okay? Machlokas, Vakrach Stam. That really, when Rebbe wrote the Mishnayos, what he was more concerned about wasn't about a thematic order. Rather, he was trying to record the debates and then finally how he paskin. That's what his goal was. Okay, right? So imesh machlokes debechad masechta imesh machlokes v'acharkach shana Rebbe Mishnah v'stam shem kichatana. I mean, alacha k'stam Mishnah. So that Gemara would imply that there was really no order. The only reason why he's writing it this way is to basically record the machlokes and get to the psak. Okay. So skip ahead to where he says Omari. Okay, so that part I'm not concerned about because that's more getting into. And the Tosos holds is a legitimate question. It's definitely a good question as a meta question. Why is it sometimes the Gemara says there is an order, why there isn't? Okay, that's a good question. But I'm more interested in Tosos's answer. I want to know why does Bava Basra follow Bava Metziah? This is very interesting, in my opinion. Umayashvin v'Omari. Which means he's looking for a thematic flow, okay? Mishum. Right, Dibisop Bava Metziah Tane. All right, so again, now let's be careful here. Remember, Bava Metziah ends, right? It's final parak, and then what comes right afterwards, the first parak of Bava Basra. So again, even though we have two separate volumes, look at it as the end of parak, parak 10 and the beginning of parak 1. Right, or is that, look at it as transitioning from the end of parak 10, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. I'm saying the point is, look at it as the end of the last parak and the beginning of this parak. So meaning that the thematic flow must mean, oh, now that I've completed learning Bava Metziah, this case, right, naturally it's going to flow to this case in Bava Basra. How? Okay. Yeah, Habayis Valiyah. Uva Afar, right? No, not garden things. We'll explain what the case in a second. The after Lohava Shutim MS. Okay, so what's that case? So the case in the end of Bava Metziah is what case? It's a case of. Okay, but what's the factual case? That's the second case. This is a case of There's a ground floor. Right? I live in the ground floor, and Clar lives on the second floor. Okay. Now, what happens? Now, are they? Are you? Or it's you live on? You live on the second floor. I live on the first floor. Okay.
It's like two condos.
Sure, but one. Let's think of it one on top of the other. But fine, two condos. So that. Say well, yeah. Except that you own, let's say, the bottom one. I own the top one. Okay. So what is what does the Gemara say there? The Gemara says if they fell, okay. So what do? You split up the building supplies. Okay, so let's say... Either way. Either way. Let's assume we hired a contractor to build it, and I own the first floor and Clark owns the second floor. So now what do we say? Let's say the hurricane comes and knocks down the whole structure. We say is that even though we're not Shutvin, because we don't co-own the house... I own the first floor, you own the second floor. But what we say we split up the Avonim and Eitzim, meaning we split anything that's left over, right? We split. So the Gemara, this needs to be defined. But what Tosfos is saying is that, so in that case, that's quasi Shutfus. Our case is real Shutfus. So the natural progression would be from quasi Shutfus to real Shutfus. So let's take a second. So if Tosfos stopped here, okay. That's fine. I mean, we can finagle a svar out of that. It's not like, but the problem is that Tosos doesn't seem satisfied with this one answer. What does he do? He gives another answer. That's what should raise an alarm. Why does Tosos need to? That's the question that could bother you. What? But what's problematic about it?
It's not the same game.
No. Okay. So Yudi. So now Tosos for some reason not satisfied. So what does he say? He says or. Ginos, Zu Agabzu. So what does that mean? So he's going to explain. Kolomar, Shahaisa. All right, so Sean owns a garden that's here, okay? That's high. The Gina Shalashini b'makom namuch samachlo. Okay, so imagine for a second, your garden's here, and imagine it's like a... Sure, all right, this, let's say it's like a... I can't see that.
Okay, this is like a hill with two things, and this is like a house, like two houses.
Well, I just think I like more. You know, I don't like curbs. So Sean's here, yours is here. Sure. Okay. And in that case, right, that karka should be shnam right now. But there's going to be some dirt that you share between the two of you. Okay.
It's like a slope between them.
A slope. Okay.
It's a hill.
Whatever. Fine. Right. But what does Soso say? He says that karka should be shnam. The Shah Shotachton. The Havi Nami Indian Shutfus. Alright, so what's the Kiddush in this case? What's interesting is like this. How do we know, in other words, in this area where, let's say, your Gina ends here and Sean's Gina ends up here, now you have this area in between them. So, how do you determine the end of Sean's upper garden and the beginning of yours, as far down as Sean can reach with his hands. He's saying, in this case, how do we determine the demarcation? How do we determine? It's where Shekol Sha'elion Yachol Lifshot Es Yadol the Litzol. Anywhere where you could stretch out and grab onto, that your hand can extend to, that becomes the end, from the end of where your Gina is. In other words, according to this, let's just get the facts clear. According to this, why does Bava Basra follow from Bava Metzia? Because in this case over here, right, this doesn't sound like Shutfin. What's it? No, come on. What's happening here that's bizarre? No. What don't I know? What? Say it again? Okay, so in the case in Bava Metzia, I'm making what I'll call an arbitrary demarcation, right? It's wherever your hand sticks out to. That becomes... And then our case is where it's a vada demarcation in the chutzner. I know exactly where's the makom in the chutzner between my chutzner and your chutzner, right in the middle. So again, I have a half demarcation case, so to speak, leading into a vada demarcation case. So now, so one second. So now I've successfully answered Yosef's question because without defining it yet, because Tosos is harping on two different issues. One issue is an issue of the nature of Shutfus, and the other issue is dealing with demarcation of boundaries. So what Tosos is struggling with is, when Bubba Bosra comes from Bubba Metzia, which theme is it continuing in? Is it continuing? Is it continuing the theme of Shutfus or the theme of demarcation? Okay. But that doesn't answer why Tosas needs both answers. Why isn't it just one to say, why is it not sufficient just to have the Shutfus answer? Yeah. That's why you can't see, you can't learn this. If you're going to go, if you're going to go down the road of the second one's a better Shutfus, then you're going to run into a problem because you don't need, then you don't need the first case. So, which means that Tosfos is obviously, in my mind, highlighting two different aspects of Shutfus. And that's what we're going to define right now. Two different aspects, two different concepts contained within Shutfus. What you have to understand is that, and that's what Bava Basra is going to deal with, at least to some. And we're not going to touch up too much on this yet. But when it comes to Shutfin, okay, there's a tension that exists in what exactly Shutfin is, okay? Because there's two ways, I could say both properties, so to speak, exist in the idea of Shutfin, but express itself in two different ways, okay? So one idea, and I think, Blue, tell me if I'm wrong about saying this. So one thing is that, on the one hand, Shutfus is definitely a co-ownership, okay? Which means that each of us have a share in what we're owning. So let's take the Chatzar, okay? Co-ownership means that we both what? We both... Right, own this together, right? Right. But at the same time, a Shutfus also means a demarcation of claims. Naturally speaking, in the idea of a Shutfus is a concept of, but, in other words, when I take that Chatzar, right, what's the overt expression of a demarcation of claim? The wall. What is the wall showing me? The wall showing me that all along, I own this and you own that, right? So in Shutfus, there's a tension. There's a tension that exists in Shutfus. On the one hand, Shutfus is a co-ownership. That's the first case in Tosfos, right? Where it's going to go from a quasi-co-ownership to a real expression of co-ownership. Because what's the real expression of co-ownership? A Chatzar. Chatzar is a true Shutfus in the sense of a co-ownership. Because in this non-demarcated area, you would argue we both own it in its entirety, okay? Now, that's going to need more work later on, but for now, that's what you would say. No, that's the first case. But the second case is talking about demarcations, right? Because demarcations, that's why would our Mishnah follow that, Gemara, or that Mishnah? Because our Mishnah is talking now about, well, in that case, we're talking about where demarcations are not clear, right? Meaning that Sean owns his Gina, Yudi owns his Gina, and now we're trying to figure out where one ends and one begins. But that implies that there's an exclusive ownership of Sean and one of Yudi. So then our Shutfus case follows that as well, because our Shutfus case, through the building of the wall, demonstrates how Yudi's side is this side and Sean's side is that side. And that's another expression of Shutfus. So again, there's a tension that exists in Shutfus. On the one end, you can look at Shutfus as a co-ownership, that Sean and Yudi both own the entire Chatzar, or the other way to look at Shutfus is no, that Sean owns half of it, and Yudi owns half of it. And what Yudi's doing is, Yudi's saying to Sean, you can make use of my 50% if you want to, right? And Sean says to Yudi, you can make use of my 50% if you want to, until you do what? You build a wall. And then when you build a wall, what are you saying? You no longer have usage of each side. That's the other way to look at partnership. I mean, it's two very logical ways of looking like a partnership. Is it that all along we both own the entire Chatzar? Or no, Yudi owns half of it, and he's allowing Sean to use the other half? Until you do what? You build a wall. So that's why the demarcation case will come after the one in Bava Metzia. Those are the two. That's what I think Tosfos is harping on. He's trying to say there's two aspects of Shutfus, and each case at the end of Bava Metzia highlights each of those aspects of Shutfus.